When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Turn to Mark 4 chapter, please. 15th verse. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. The 16th verse. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So, my dear friends, no root. There was no root, with the consequence that when there was persecution or affliction for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. You can expect this, that people around you will laugh at you. They laughed at Wesley. They called him a variety of names. He was even called a sly fox. You can imagine the great John Wesley being called a sly fox by his peers. And so on and so forth. But, you know, friends, very rarely did anybody mock me. I can't remember anybody in my college years. I carried my Bible in my hand even to my tennis court. But nobody ever laughed at me. They will see your life. They will know your character. Will make you a winner. So, friends, what are these stones? Let's turn to Mark 7, chapter 20. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. 21. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. What did the Lord Jesus Christ say? From out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. You know, one of the texts which my father often used was Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence. You know, my dear friends, today people think of respectability, status, high education. Now, if you ask them, all right, to what end is this investment? When I was at the university, I knew that the prime purpose for my being at the university was to win souls. That was my given objective, both by God and by choice. It was not just a case of saying, hey, I need another degree. Otherwise, nobody is going to respect me. I'm not going to make enough money. None of those thoughts. I said, God has put me here in this college to win souls. Now, motivation is everything, you know. The why behind an action is everything. Why? Why are you doing what you're doing? What's the real purpose behind it? All right, your life is only going to be, your lifespan is this. Nobody tells you, possibly, that the homosexual lifespan is just about half the normal lifespan. Why don't those fellows say so? And does the law, which wants even to prosecute a man for going 35 miles in a 30-mile zone, what harm are you going to do by going 5 miles more? And you must post a man there to get you and to catch you and cameras there to save you from speeding. Well, you better go and stay on an ox cart and you'll keep well within the speed limit. I tell you, folks, I can't see much sense in some of these fellows. But when the homosexual lifestyle is cutting people's life by nearly a half, isn't it terrible? And what are our lawmakers saying? That's fine. Well, my dear people, here, you see how it affects your life, motivation and thought. Suppose you're possessed of great thoughts. God says, my thoughts are higher than yours, as high as the heavens are above the earth. I have such thoughts. Suppose you're possessed with God's thoughts. You know, they are winning thoughts, God's thoughts. They are conserving thoughts. They conserve your strength and youth. They conserve you in a marvelous way. You might have noticed that I'm not using my glasses anymore. My doctor said to me, you have 20/20. In their jargon, it means perfect sight. Imagine that. And you have better sight than myself, he said. Well, I use my eyes a good deal, you know. I study, I stay up late and get ready for preaching, and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's just the mercy of God. That's the promise of God. Your thought, what about your thought? How is it? Negative thoughts. You will see that many people are a bundle of negative thoughts. That's all they are. They are full of negative thoughts. Thoughts of fear, thoughts of ill will. You know, my dear friends, we should be able to greet anybody with good will and desire the very best for people, not ill will. So, God's thoughts. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. Now it's statistically, we are treading very dangerous ground where sexually transmitted diseases are. They are so numerous today, and they are spreading so fast. Sexually transmitted diseases. And when I started preaching, of course, there was no AIDS. For me to pray for AIDS cases, there was no occasion. There were none. Venereal disease, yes. And now, rarely can I go to a place without someone coming up and telling me I have AIDS. And sometimes the situation is so tragic. The husband has died of AIDS, and now the girl has it, and the child has it. Oh my, what am I to do? What are you to do? Just speak a few nice words and go along? No. I pray for those people. And the Lord is touching some of them. And all the time I have reports being sent to me. You know, there was the report of a man who was a total stranger to the Word of God. And he heard the Word of God over the television. And he felt he was completely healed. He said, I'm healed. He was a Hindu. And so next day, he said, let me go to the hospital and go through the tests. What did the tests show? No sign of AIDS. The Lord did it. You see, no man can do it, of course. Quite evidently, no man can do it. The Lord did it. So I see cases like this. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. Oh, the stuff that is being passed along in schools, you know, pornographic stuff. And when these little boys report to me the kind of stuff their friends had passed on to them, oh, it's so shocking. And the parents, they don't know anything. What is happening? And how the small children. And Jesus says, out of the heart proceed fornications and adulteries. You know, friends, all this is covered over by fine gloss. What good does that do? Oh, if we did not have the gospel, we would be of all men most miserable. Get rid of these stones, put them out of the heart, and receive a new heart and a new spirit. Let's pray. Loving Father, we bless you for the gospel. If it were not for Jesus Christ, his death upon the cross and his resurrection, where would I be? We live in such a sad world, a wicked, unbelievably wicked society. Oh, my Father, have mercy upon us. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.